Okay, so Pesach is almost upon us, and if you're like most people, you're looking for that juicy Dvar Torah that's just going to wow the crowd, and that's it. Make everybody decide to wake up at Nate's from now on because they're just so inspired. So I'm going to share with you three gematria, three wonderful numerological, something like that, Divrei Torah to share with Am Yisrael. These are three of my favorites. I really love them. I hope you do too. All right. So let's start with Rav Moshe Shapiro. Heard this from Reb Gladstein. And he asked an amazing question. I can't believe I never thought of it about this before. You know, we asked the four questions at Manishtana. We ask about Mara. We ask about Matzah. We ask about leaning. We ask about dipping. You know, the funny thing is, we don't actually give an answer to the questions. Okay, at the end of the Seder, we hear a little bit about the meaning of Mar and Matzah. We don't even talk about leaning at all. We don't talk about dipping. What's the whole... It's not fair. They're asking these questions and we're not giving them an answer. The answer is the following. How many children are there at the Seder asking these four questions? Four. Four Bens. Ben is Gematria 52. 52 times four... 208. What's 208? Lechem Oni. The bread that answers. The bread of affliction or the bread that answers. Right? Count it up. Lamed Chet Mem Ayin Nud Yud. Exactly 208. The answer to the four questions is matzah. In case that didn't do it yet for you. You know, there are not four, but three times that we say ma in the four questions of the children, because there's one child that doesn't even know how to ask. So he doesn't ask a question, but the Tzaddik, the Rasha, and the Tam ask questions of Ma. What's the gematria of Ma? 45. 45 times 3, 135. What's 135? Matzah. 490 and 5, 135. So once again, what's the answer to the what? Matzah, the Lechem Oni. So how does the matzah answer the question? The answer is, it seems, the answer to our questions at the Haggadah is not an intellectual one. It's an experiential one. We eat that matzah and we ingest the lechem of emunah, that it just puts, you know, particles of emunah, of connection, of faith. We're eating the Eitz HaChaim, as Rav Shlomo teaches, and that itself answers our questions. The experience which answers our questions on Judaism. It's not only intellectual. Love that one. Okay. Dvar Torah number two. So this Dvar Torah is by the Sfat Emet. And he asks, what's the deal with the kind of contest about who can brag about more makos that were done at Yam Suf? So first we thought there was only 10 makos. Comes Rav Yossi and says, no, it's not just 10 makos, it's 10 makos plus 50 at Yam Suf, five times as much. So Rav Eliezer says, you know what? There were 40 makos actually in Mitzrayim, and multiply that by five, you get 200 at Yam Suf. Rav Akiva says, I'll do you one better. 50 makos at Egypt and 250 by Yam Suf. It's like, what's the meaning of this? Ah, but if we add it up, 10 plus 50 of Yossi, 60. Rav Eliezer, 40 plus 200, 240. So now we're up to 300. 50 plus 250 of Akiva, 600. Add 10 for the 10 Makos, 610. Add 3 for Datsach, Adash, and I forgot, Bada, whatever it is, that the acronym for the Makos, we get the extra 3, 613. So the Makos actually correspond to really 613 hidden Makos. And the idea is just like there's 613 mitzvahs of love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. There's 613 makos, which is his way of kind of doing justice to the Egyptians, which later transforms itself and crystallizes into 613 mitzvahs. So the numbers are not stam. There's a deeper hidden meaning behind the numbers. And that's why I love that Dvar Torah, because it takes such a kind of random type of thing and makes it so meaningful, Gavat. And finally, maybe my favorite gematria of the whole Seder. So we take the Rasha, and what do you do when you got a good Kofer? Haked Chinav, we knock out his teeth. Right? That's what they teach you at all the Ish Kiruv seminars. You got to knock out the teeth, and then everybody will come back. So what does that mean? Why would we knock out the Rasha's teeth? I mean, at least he bothered to come to the Seder, you know? So you take the gematria of Rasha, 570, and we want to make him a tzaddik. And that's 204. 570 minus 204 equals 364. What's the gematria of Shinav, of his teeth? You guessed it, 364. So what we're doing is we're taking the wickedness and we're knocking it out of the Rasha through a lot of love and some good gadol stories and miracle stories and some good matzah ball soup. And we're going to make him into a tzaddik. That is the goal, if not to knock out his teeth. And all of that through the beautiful, deeper, hidden meaning behind each word of the Seder. If you have any more beautiful gematrias, share them with me. Maybe we'll make a top 10 gematrias for next year. And Hashem should bless you to see the hidden depth in every single word of the Haggadah. Thank you again to Rabbi Gladstein for sharing these Divrei Torah and to all of the holy rebbes that continue to be spreading the Torah of the Haggadah to Am Yisrael.